And I believe that God has brought us a very, very anointed man of God to be a blessing to us. Hallelujah. I've known Bishop Kweku for so many years. We go way back to secondary school days. You know, yes. And to see how far the Lord has brought him and to see what the Lord is doing through his life. Oh, I am so blessed and happy that he is my friend. Oh, please put your hands together for Jesus. Bishop Kweku has ministered in so many countries. And if you are looking for somebody who understands and lives loyalty, then you are talking about Bishop Kweku. And he has gone to many places to stabilize the places. I mean, if you go to countries like Switzerland, I was in Switzerland myself many years ago, 2007 or so, 2007, and the chaos that was there. But after he passed through the place, there's a lot of stability in that country. Yeah, yeah. So I believe that God has brought us a very, very important vessel to bring a deeper understanding. This afternoon, Bishop Patrick was saying that we all read the book, but there are some people, when they preach the book, you can see that they are breaking the book down, and they are bringing out things in the book that you are wondering whether we are all reading the same book. And Bishop Kweku is such a person. And so we are very happy and honored tonight to have him minister to us at this conference. Hallelujah. And I believe that as we progress throughout to the end of the week, our churches will not be the same again. Our ministries will not be the same again. Our councils will not be the same again. And our denomination will not be the same again. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are excited as I am, with Jesus' joy, let's receive the ministry of Bishop Kweku Amponsa.
Hallelujah. Oh, why don't you put your hands together for our dear convener? Yes. Oh, you can clap. You have a convener like Bishop Fabian, you know. Bishop Fabian, they can be presidents of countries, isn't it? But we thank God that God has taken them to to do his work. Come on, put your hands together once again for the convener. And I acknowledge Bishop Patrick Bruce. Yeah. What a man we have. Amen. Amen. He managed to bring me here, so yeah. And once he called, you know, there are some people, if they call me, I can swerve them, but not people like Bishop Patrick. You can't say you won't come. Yeah, and I thank God for his life. And I thank God for what he understands and what he stands for. I mean, I'm his junior, way junior, but he still felt I should come and be with him and be a blessing to him. The church. Mercy. And I thank God for all the bishops, my brothers. We are brotherhood. Yes. We are family. And we thank God. And all the pastors, all the reverends, you know, God has given us something unique. And the devil will try to fight something that is unique as what we have. But he will get tired before we get tired. And we thank God. And one person I want us to honor tonight is Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Let's honor God for his life. Honor God. God for Bishop Doug. Hallelujah. Yeah. He's an icon. He's exceptional. He is something. Yeah, he is something. He's a blend of, you know, Swiss, African. He's all of it. Very international. Yeah, very intelligent. You know, I was telling some people the other day that there are a lot of pastors who are very intelligent but not anointed. Yeah, and there are a lot of pastors who are anointed but not very intelligent. Yeah. But when you meet Bishop Doug, you get the two at the highest. Yeah. Yes. There is always a certain level of power and wisdom in operation that you don't easily find. Yeah. Yes. My friend Reverend Eastwood always tells me, say, Bishop Doug is a phenomenon. And he started saying it years and years and years ago. And it's true. So we are blessed to have him. Okay, we are blessed to have him. Let's appreciate God for his life. Amen. Some of you are clapping like your hand does not belong to you. But if your hand is for you, it's also a scripture to clap. Hallelujah. So may the Lord preserve his life. Give him more life and make him raise more and more and more people like us. Yes. Are you with us or are you against us? Okay. Yes, we are with us. That's what the guy said to me in Kodesh. I said, are you with us or are you against us? I said, we are with us. Yes, that's a good one. So it's a blessing. Why don't you lift up your hands and let's thank God for tonight. Let's thank him for bringing us into his presence. Let's not lose it. It's about God. It's about Jesus. It's about what he has done for us. We thank you, Lord. Asta bakondele keste fibendele bedosta blajunda lakatusti. Holy Spirit, nemo lima lina livanda labando sto mokota asta tai. Lebrande mene mekandosto, mojanda lebende, fleka madala mede sebando lobosto, zanda la meduste brekenda la casta facande, lamre debe de costo produsta manna la catesta frequenda, cindolo moduste, rababadusta balabacanda, rebede becandosto bolonde, robanda la mamma. Mokondo stofanda le medis de brende megem. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Lede na luna la naduste fekende le mekunde ste bano lubu asuntisti ba. Le mama dala madaste. Hallowed be thy name. You are an awesome God. You are a great God. You are splendid. You are outstanding. And we love you. We love you, Jesus. Nafikabao. Nabandala madose bendeleke stefekendesta. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the Lord God. Spirit of God. Move amongst us tonight in a unique and a special way. Palemado, vagindele mekanda stabandele mebunizi adu sakandele basdu. Lakindele mekende stefle boja kandele mekandustu. Samila bandi. Mokamuri nimidas. We thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may take your seats, please. Hallelujah. I think tomorrow everybody must bring somebody. Okay? Yeah. Bring somebody. And you see, you may be deceived by the title of the conference, which is Leaders and Loyalty. So it's like, it's for only leaders. But everybody can be a leader. Yeah. So, yes, everybody is a leader. You are leading yourself, actually. That's the truth. So let's try and bring somebody with you. Okay? Yeah. It's also sometimes not good to go to church alone. And you say, they will come. Yeah. They will come. If they are serious, they should come. No. There are people we need to bring along with us. Okay? So that one day, they will appreciate the fact that you also brought them to church. Pastors, what do you think? Tonight we want to talk about those who forget. We just open a little, then we go and then come and then we continue tomorrow. What do you think? It's about loyalty and disloyalty. One of the best subjects you should and you must be eager to know about. Okay? And if you come to understand it, you realize that it's the most important quality a person needs. Yeah. Because many people are disloyal. Oh, yeah. Many people, that's why people don't like to hear this. Once they heard it's leaders and loyalty conference, you can see that they say, oh, it's not the one that they are sharing oil, then I'm not coming. You collected oil, what has it done for you? You collected oil, pray for me. The thing you say you want to come out of that, they've been praying for you. You are still in the thing. Yeah. Sometimes it's not just about that. You need character. Yeah. Your character needs to be shaped. And sometimes the character we don't have is the reason why we can't advance with God. Yes. God, he will train you before he will entrust something to you. Yes. That's why by the time Joseph met his brothers, whatever evil he had against them, he had dropped it because God had trained him. So he said to them, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for my good. Yeah. Because they sold him. And as they sold him, as he was on in the slavery, going and going and going, you have had a dream. You come and tell them, then the dream turns into a war. And then now they hate you for the dream. But you see, God made all those things happen so that in the end, he will preserve Joseph's life and then preserve his brothers, their lives. When they were selling him, they thought they were throwing him away. But they did not know that they were actually sending him forth to go and preserve their own lives in the future. It's good to see you. Yeah. Ever looking young. It's powerful. So, God needs you, okay, to build your character for him to use you for something spectacular and something great. So, these things that fight the devils there, God used Bishop Dag to introduce this concept of Christianity into our lives. Yes. If not plenty, we could have all been some way. You see, it's easy to become a Christian out of ignorance to be with your leader and then start hitting him along the line. It's easy. Yes. With no teachings, with nothing, just because you know some scriptures. You can also lay your hands on somebody and then the person will fall. You easily think you and your pastor, you and your bishop, you are the same. It's easy to fall into that trap. So wherever you go to Ukraine, you go to America, you go everywhere. There are orangus everywhere. Hey, they are everywhere. Yeah, it doesn't have a body to say he's an Ashanti or no. Anywhere you go, you find them there. Yeah, Hillsong, everywhere they are there. Oh, yes. It is. Yeah. Once we gather as Christians, we want to use the Bible to do so. The devil comes in. Somebody feels like I'm not being treated well. Somebody feels like something is not working. Somebody feels like this. The other person feels like, and then the whole thing becomes some way. And then, you know, God's work looks like it's not good. You are in the thing. You love it. Then another time, you don't want it. Then another time you feel like, no, the church could have been done this way. It's all the devil infiltrating the, the systems and the thing God is trying to do. So we need these teachings. I say we need these teachings.
We need them.
Yes. To establish the church. The church may even be far bigger when we are dead than God.
Yeah.
The church may be far bigger. It will spread more when we are dead and gone. Not today. Do you think James McKeown would have ever dreamed that the Pentecost church would be like it is? No. So we need character.
You see,
that's why maybe pastors, even we can't bring the people. We are used to training them for power, convention, come and receive power. So now when we say a conference, they should come and sit down and hear sound biblical teachings. You are struggling with them.
You're right.
Are you here or you've gone home already? Those who forget. Try not to forget. Because some people have forgotten. So they are failing the exams. You see. The bigger the memory of the phone, the more expensive it is.
This is a bomb.
Yeah. So if they say 1 gig, yes. It's more expensive. Yeah. It's more quality. It can take more pressure. It can hold more information. And you can store more things on it than when you are 10 megabytes. Yeah. Today, tomorrow, no, your phone is full. Then you have to delete some. Yeah. It can't take things because the memory, that's the word they use. The memory. How big is your memory? That you won't easily forget.
Very valuable.
Yes. That's what has made you a doctor. That's what has made you an architect. Your ability to remember what you were taught. They sat down to test you to say, should in case we hand over human beings to you, would you remember what we told you to do? That's why the psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not.
Yeah.
Not some, all. All. Because once you start, when I meet somebody who is angry, who is offended in church, and then I know you, I try always to remind you of what we have done in the past. Yes, some of the benefits you have received. And the things you said. Yeah. That made you a man of substance, and why you are speaking this way and is turning you into something else.
Wow.
We forget. Yes. As you are sitting here, if you are angry, you've forgotten something that was done. You've even forgotten that you did not qualify, but they included you. That's what you've forgotten. You see, before when you are going for the meeting and then you are not included, you feel like an outsider. You say, oh, how I wish they would tell me to come for them. One day, they told you, come. You say, wow, thank you, Lord. I appreciate you for bringing. Now, as a result of them inviting you and the opportunity of you being there, is the reason why you are going through what you are going through, but you've forgotten how you came. That's why today you are angry. Yes, those who forget. Hey, you've forgotten. When you will see us, they put the white, what this thing we wear before we walk in, when we are coming, what was the name? No. Archbishop, you were the one wearing us the things. The white one we wear, we look like lambs. The tunic, we come like that. Then you see us coming. How great that we are coming like lambs. Yeah. Then they empower us. And that day they put the, you are wearing the gold chain, and then they put the things on, you know, the mitre. Then they say, welcome bishop. Yes, so, so, and so. And then everybody, wow, you are taking pictures, you are happy. All of a sudden, you are angry. And your church is Facebook. You are sick. You are sick. You are sick, man.
Wow. There is something wrong with you.
Your church is Facebook.
Your church is
Facebook, yeah. Your church is Facebook now. Yeah. After all these sacred things have been done, you know, hearing the words they were speaking over you. God is merciful, oh. That's why you have a chance to repent. You go and join these secret societies. This thing, you will never last with these things. And it's only in Christianity, because of the blood of Jesus, that people behave this way. Have you ever seen an imam? They've come to an imam, then somebody has come to sit on the thing talking about an imam like that. Have you seen a rabbi, a Jewish rabbi, somebody come to sit there? Have you seen this secret society lodge, and the person has left lodge and come to sit here? We are sick, and it's about time we renew our minds. Christians, let's wake up. And remember who shed his blood for us. Remember why he died and the reason why he died for you.
Yes. Don't forget it.
Don't forget it. Don't forget it. The first paramount reason why you are a Christian is that you want to make it to heaven. Don't forget it. And start competing for cars. Nonsense. A car? What is a car? They give you a car today, after 5 years, you don't even want it again. What is a car? Sit down, please. It's a conference. Sit down. You've forgotten what you studied, and you say you want to do an operation on who? No, that's why you won't pass. Yeah. Look, and they are strict with it. That's why they don't even guesswork. They will give you minus. Yeah. They don't want even guesswork. They don't even want guesswork. So why do we think God just wants to just carry some people and just do things with them? And then you are here today. Thank you very much for helping me. You've been good to me. This is then the next time. He's an evil man. If I never met him in my life would have been different. Come on. The people you left them in the world, how different are their lives? How different are their lives? And even if your life is different, you amass wealth. What for? What for? What shall it profit you? As we are sitting here, you've left everything at home. What you are wearing is what you have on now. Everything is used. It's in the house. If thieves break into the house, they will take everything away. You are sitting here with what you are wearing. Why do we struggle for things? And, you know, I'm minding so I need to have this because of this. I did not have this. This is why we are all having church on Facebook and talking nonsense over there. And you go and tell them, isn't it? I'm happy for you to go and tell them, because you two, your brains are not working.
Take your time.
Just how tikuma say, you crossing in and ufise unimbibia. Ufise, you think the world is on your chest. Now, tia now, ye ni ope. Ake se se munishi. Na cha se media, I mean, Osaiku. Me, my, you're a villager. You are a villager. That's what you are. You've forgotten where God plucked you out of. A drunkard like you. Womanizer. Some of you, the ladies, you like men now. We can't stop. You lust, and your mouth is drooling with water for men. God has saved you. God has given you a life. God gave you a church. God brought you into the church to do something great with you. Why have you forgotten where he picked you from? Why have you forgotten? Yes. After all the training God gave you in the Bible school, is that how you have turned out? It's the beginning of a journey. Why don't you give God some time? Why are you so quick to become something? Do you know what it has taken for them to be bishops? When you come today and then tomorrow you think you must become something. You are going home now, isn't it?
Heat.
No, I bring heat.
Heat.
I bring heat.
Heat.
Yeah. We will sweat, but we'll be in it. Yeah. And like I was saying in the morning, it's about God, eh? It's about God. These things, stop this politics, Bishop Dad, stop this thing, Bishop Patrick, it's about the way they are talking, Bishop Fabi, stop this thing, stop, it's about God, okay, it's about God, okay, the word is for God, the church is for God, look, even us, we belong to God, that's why you are called a man of God, or a woman of God, even you, you belong to God. So God is the one we must recognize. God is the one we must see in the church. And God is the one you must look up to. Stop looking at bishops and pastors and coming up with excuses. That doesn't make you a real Christian. You need God. And God is the one who called you. So you have to turn your eyes onto God. Because when we start arguing, you will see that we never say anything about God. It's all about, I was waiting for him. He did not do this for me. I was waiting for them to call me. They never called me. I went to the church. This is what Christianity has become. As if to say it's a man-made religion. Where is God? Where is he? Where is he? If he's looking unto Jesus, where are your eyes? What are you looking at? Who are you looking up to? And he's made us a bunch of non-spiritual people. Because everything is about, what did he say the last time? What he said doesn't matter. It's what the word of God says that matters. But of course, when you don't know the word of God, then what he said is what you are going to build your life on. That's why you see, you should have come with somebody. That's why you should have come with the church, folks. For them to hear and to know that to forget is an unfortunate thing to happen to somebody. When you are looking at somebody's behavior and then you know the person has forgotten. And we easily forget. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, when you don't have anything, and then you pray, you are fasting, you come for the all night, you always will listen, come, shout amen. You see, by the time God brings you into a place where you have what you want, even your prayer has been answered, you easily forget him. Your offerings are bad. You won't pay your tithe. You have forgotten God. You have forgotten where he picked you from. You have forgotten what you should do for him. And you've forgotten how he brought you in.
Churches, I tell you, dial in the numbers.
Mercy. Bishop Fabes, we are closing.
The heat is on.
It's on. Oh, heat, yeah, heat, yeah, it comes. It's not me, it's the Holy Spirit that produces the heat. Yeah, it's purely the Holy Spirit. Yeah, I've told you, it's not about us, huh? Yeah, it's about God. And you see, the devil wants to use people who have served God to destroy his church. Transgressors.
Yeah.
Transgressors. They can acknowledge that it was a good place. Yeah. But the devil will tempt you and will put things in you to say something evil about the good. So that you yourself later, you can't repent and go back. Yeah. That's how he destroys us. Yeah. He makes you say so much evil later, you, when you look at what you have said, you can't go back. Because today you may say what you like, but you don't know tomorrow. Huh? Maybe tomorrow the very person you are talking about is the person you will need.
That's why.
So let's not forget. I came to stir up your remembrance. Okay? Yeah, I came to stir up your remembrance. Remember where he took you from. Remember what he has done in your life. Remember, okay, it will make you respect Bishop Fabian. It will make you respect our former Archbishop. It will make you respect them. Yeah. If you will remember. Yeah. That he has been the pastor of the Kodesh before.
Yeah.
The huge, one of the biggest cathedrals. Yeah, in Africa. That landmark building. He has been the bishop there before. Yeah. Now, if you remember even who you are dealing with, you will listen. But we easily forget. Yeah, because now we are in Chikrum and over here. That's what I'm telling you before. You are a villager. They put you on the streets of Geneva now. You run away. You run. You start running. You sit in the train. You'll be confused. You sit in a tram, you ask yourself, is he moving or is standing? We just forget. We just forget. And you see, a forgetful person is somebody who will not go far with God.
Mm. Take your time.
Yes. You won't get far with God. Yes. God, he will always do things in your life he will expect you to remember. Yeah. But Jesus knew. That's why he left us the communion. Yeah. He said, this do in remembrance of me. In remembrance of me. Yes. He knows us. By the time one or two know, you even come and say that now we should drink your blood. Yeah. For power. He knows us. Yeah. So he said, this do in remembrance of me. Oh, yes. No, you forgot, you know. Look, what is making you even slow in the church now? You can't see any good. You are just around. You are tired of coming. You've forgotten. You've actually forgotten how you were saved.
Yeah.
You don't qualify. Stop thinking that God needs you. Just by grace. And you know it's by grace. I said, you don't qualify. Mr. Reverend, you don't qualify. Let me stand in your face and tell you, you don't qualify. Yes. And it's just by his grace. And if we remember that by his grace he has saved us, bad boy like us on our way to hell, then God turns us around. Then we come and then we say we are bishops. Look, the Pope, the Reverend Father in the Vatican, he has never had sex before. He has never had sex before. He has never been with a woman to hold a woman before. They all have the feeling. I'm sure the feeling will come, but you have to hold it. That is the level of their sacrifice to serve God. You too, you there. You too, you say you are a man of God. I say you don't qualify. You are only what you are by the grace of God. If only you remember where you were and where God picked you from.
Thank you.
grace. Yes. Somebody has, they have intentionally given themselves to this loneliness and pain of life to serve Christ. You too, dear. You are just blowing time, and then peradventure you are going to, God just brought you in. Just to add you, now you feel like you are the one who qualifies. Sit down, sit down. It's a conference. Sit down. Sit down. It's not a convention, it's a conference. Are you there or you are going home? We have more to say, don't worry. Yeah. So, try, okay? We are writing the exam of life. Yeah. And until you're able to pass, he can't move you from one level to another. Yeah. And he's watching your behavior. He's watching how you go about his word. He's watching whether you will come back again. We are writing the exam of life. He said to Abraham, now I know. Now I know. For this I know. Yeah. Yes. Go and go take your son. Go and sacrifice him for me on the mountain. You see, all was a test. Just to see what was in his heart. And then he told him, in blessing, I will bless you. He said, in multiplying. And that's what we all desire to have. We all want God to bless us, God to give us mega things, God to do great things in us. You can't pass a test. He's watching you. You can't pass a test. I'm preaching those who forget. I don't know where you are coming from. I don't know who you've had discussion with, but the thing is, I'll preach it to your mind.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And me, I don't have anything to get in life. I'm not looking for anything. Look, at least God bless me with a good wife. Thank God for it. God has given me children. They've gone to school. The basic things in life, microwave, we've bought some, fridge, we've got some. I don't need anything again. So like one is coming to collect, but I don't need anything.
And a blender.
Yes, and a blender, at least we have some. So now, dear, the strength is to establish the church.
Hey!
I tell you. Bakonda la kastubaye kesende. Yeah. Yes. Yes. You are still looking for things. I don't know what you are going to do with them. You have things, sir. What are you doing with them? Yes. And still looking for more. When the church crown, when will they start giving us money? Who should give you money? We don't come to church to look for money. Come to church to look for anointing. Look for God. And God will bless you. Come to church to look for God. He that cometh to God. He that cometh to God. Must believe. You are a faithless person because you don't come to God. You come to look for that small girl in the church, isn't it? That's why you come. He that cometh to God. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Yes, he that cometh to God. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the even though it's Bishop Fabian preaching, you say, itikrom is sir, but I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. He said, our feet shall stand in thy gates. Standing inside the gates is different from being outside the gates. I wish I had time, I tell you.
Keep teaching.
Sit down, it's a conference. Sit down. Don't forget, it's a conference. And you see, these things we want to amass, these things we want to acquire, is the reason why we are fighting. I mean, it's so cheap that you will see even pastors going on Facebook to talk about old cars they are driving. Cars. Hey, they want to collect the car from me, and me, I went to the police, and I won't give them the car. I said, look at these people. Look at this. Prince Charles wakes up, King Charles, he wakes up, and then when they produce new Land Rovers, they give him one. He should just drive it for them to see. Just if the king likes it, then it's okay. We are cheap in our thinking. And you're comparing God to cars. And that's why some of you are angry. Hey, the church, when you're in it, and then they give you a car, then later they call him. Why won't you bring the car? Why won't you do this? We are sick. Oh, we are sick. This is what we are using the blood of Jesus for. We've forgotten why we were saved. Those who forget what has been done for you. When you were sick and they came to visit you in the hospital. Those who forget. That day when you called and then you were crying and then he prayed with you. The thing that Bishop Doug Hayward Mills has done for us. How can you forget? How? Where did you pass to forget all this? Your very life was in danger. They prayed with you. They told you what to do. They gave you solutions. Today, the person who helped you, you want everybody to think the person is evil. Where's your memory? Where is your memory? I ask you this evening, where is your memory? Yes, small one. Yeah, 1 megabyte. It's full up already, isn't it? It's full up with worms already. So, no sense. Even the Bible, you read it, you can't see what is written anymore. Yeah, you can't see what. You don't go by what is written. You don't go by what is written. You go by your circumstances and events. Yeah. And you see, on last week, Thursday, we were in England when Pastor Benny Hinn was preaching. Yes, you'll be there. You'll be there. But don't forget that it's Christ, eh? Because we forget. Yes, this is the problem with us. I'll be there. Then you've forgotten that you are even a Christian. Yeah. It's the thing you shouldn't forget. And Benny Hinn was saying to us that your experiences can never override the word of God. Yes, and he said, the devil said to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, because he heard them announcing it in the Jordan, this is my beloved son. Yeah, so when he came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, but he said, Jesus did not allow the trick of the devil to make him think his experience is, he said to him, it is written. Know what is written so that somebody cannot trick you. And the guy said, leave the church. Leave what? It's in the church I got to know you. Or you don't know. You don't. If it's not the church, you don't know him from anywhere.
No,
if it's not the church, where do I know you from? That you are sitting here in your corner and then I will leave where I am and then I'll come and stand here. For what? What business do I have with you? If it's not the church. And that's why we must appreciate Bishop Doug for giving us a church. Hey, you are not clapping. What's wrong with you? What? Yeah. You've forgotten, eh? We honor God for his life. He has connected us. So that my big brothers called me, Kweku, how? Come, I'm here. And any day they'll call me, I'll come. If you like, manifest, we will come for you. Yeah. You manifest. Oh, yes. They called me, I've come. We are family and we are in it. And we are not shy of what we have. What we have, yeah, is one of the best, if not the best. This church, you find every... Look, Pastor Benin, first level, young people in London, O2 Arena, over 3,000 young, I mean young means young, on fire, jumping in the O2 Arena for God. I think he was amazed. Yeah. I don't think there is any single church in Africa that gathers young people like the First Love Center. 10,000 in a sitting. Just say you are sick, so your memory doesn't work. That's why you can take on somebody like that. And you, a small, minute person, an inexperienced minister like you, who has just finished Bible school, God is training you, you are coming up. You are angry with him. You are sick. Young man, you are sick. Young man, you are sick. Sit down, it's a conference, sit down. Yes. A young man can. Hey, you see, that's why the Bible says, not a novice. Yeah. Lest being lifted up in pride, you fall into the condemnation of the devil. You are a novice, you are an amateur. That's why you can't take your time to learn. You are a novice. It's a test. No, it's a test. And if you are going to walk with him, there are more tests to come. More. It doesn't mean even if you overcome this one today, tomorrow, there are more to come. God is gracious. Don't run away from him. God is great. Don't run away from him. And it's very few. Yeah. If you think it's long, you are deceived. It's very few. Yeah. You are 25. 15 years from now, you are 40. Yes. Another 10 years, you hit 50. It comes so quick. Can't you just think about when December. Christmas was yesterday. Right now, no, we are in March. Yeah, another 3 weeks, no, Easter is here. We have entered April. The time goes so quick. Why are you wasting your time on unnecessary things? Can I preach or... Thank you, Bishop Patrick. Bishop Patrick, he has given me a towel. Ah, what a blessing. Oh, Bishop Fabi, we waste our time on unnecessary things. Yeah. Unnecessary things. Yeah. The 2 hours you would have used to pray is the 2 hours you are sitting on Facebook. The very time you should have used to pray is that even things are not working. Why don't you lock yourself somewhere and talk to this God? And join yourself to politics. If you really believe in prayer and you believe in God. If. Because the way you are behaving, it doesn't look like you believe in God. You believe in man more than God.
Yes, that's true.
So everything, you channel it to man. Everything is a man's fault. It can never be your fault, isn't it? It's always the man's fault. It's a man. Hey, this man, if I never met him in my life, I've seen people write these silly things. If I never met him, what would have become of your life? Maybe by now you'd be dead. That's the truth. Or in prison. You don't know. You can easily go to prison. Yeah. When we were young, you think, when you hear somebody's in prison, you say, oh, okay. Yeah. But I realized that in life, you can easily go to prison. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You see, there was a young man in somewhere in England. The guy was insulting the pastor. You have not done it. He had forgotten. He and his wife spoke rudely about their pastor. They walked out of the church. Do you know what happened to him? One day he was driving. I don't know whether his eyes were blurred or something happened. Bishop, please. He knocked somebody on the zebra crossing in England. No, he went to prison. Yes. Yes. Yeah. England. He went to prison. He killed a guy on the zebra crossing. That was his crime. You will never know. Stop making yourself feel like you know everything. Yeah. You will never know. Be humble. We'll talk about humility, isn't it? Those who are proud. Yeah. Say media, we are very proud. Anyway, you let me close. Yeah. Hebrews chapter 6. Verse 10. Are you okay with me? Are you okay with this man? Or you are not happy that Bishop Fabian and Bishop Patrick, they say, this man, where did he go and carry him from? I'm part of the family. Yeah. He said, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed towards his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. For God is not unrighteous. Yes. To forget, that's why he's not unrighteous. Yes. Yes. What makes God, yeah, a righteous person is he doesn't forget. He doesn't forget your labor of love. Yeah. At least if you have forgotten everything, remember something good that was done for you. At least. That would have changed something. Yes. Remember something good that was done for you. Why have you forgotten everything? That's what puts you in an unrighteous position. Because you think only fornication makes somebody unrighteous. You think lying only makes somebody unrighteous. Yes. So me, I don't fornicate. Of course you are married. So maybe these are not the things, these are not the temptations. Yeah. But one of the sins in our lives is that we forget. We forget and then we are angry. We forget and we want to walk away. There are many sitting at home tonight. What are they doing? But they've forgotten even that God has given them life. There are many people, when they were sick, they prayed, God, heal me. But they're at home now, watching TV. African TV, crowd, what is on it? Watching, what is there? Watching Nigerian movies. What is there? Indian-speaking tree. But what's wrong with us? When would we speak tree and then Indians would like to translate it into their Indian and watch it? There's something wrong with us. And then this is what you've given yourself to. And hours and hours and hours. No, they won't miss an episode. They know everything. Indian speaking fanti. What's harder? You know, I'm shocked. Yeah, I'm shocked you, a person like you, watches this thing. And then when you come back to church, you are angry with Bishop Dag. I'm shocked. I'm really amazed. And these are the things we give ourselves to. It's true. Indians, look, I can't put my mind to it, though, to be honest. It is. Yeah, no. It's a waste of time. It is. Yeah. You wasted a precious time you could have used it to serve God, to look for God, or to read God's word. And then he said, but what can it do for me? It can do things for you nothing else can do. Yeah, Africa, there we go to church, so we have not respected God enough. Because like we are used to going to church. Yeah, from childhood, we go to church. So you've not respected serving God enough. You go to Europe, you see the essence of serving God. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Because they have everything, but nothing also works for them, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Everything. They have everything. For it they have. But they also have things that don't work. That makes you realize that if you don't have God, you've lost it all. Because you see, on this side of the planet, we don't have certain things. So it makes us think if we were to have what they have, we would be okay. It's not true. It's not true. No, it's not true. It's not true. It's not true. So don't forget God. Are you hearing me tonight? I said, God is not unrighteous to forget whatever you have done for him. If you have forgotten what God has done for you, then you are an unrighteous person. Can you remember? What can you remember? What can you remember? And I said, he expects you to remember every circumstance because he is testing you.
That's right.
Wow. Yes, he's testing you. Wow. Yeah, he's testing you. Oh. Deuteronomy chapter 8.
Go there.
Bishop Patrick, we have to close. Oh, we have to go. So that tomorrow they won't have an excuse to say we can't come in. What do you think? He said, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto thy father. You see, stay there. You see, he said that ye may live and multiply. So everything that he expects you to remember is to bring you into one place of fruitfulness.
Yeah.
All the commandments, what he's going to say. Verse 2. And thou shalt remember, don't forget all the way. You will remember all the way. Listen to me, what you have forgotten is the reason why you are confused about walking with God. All the way. Where did it start with you from? Yes. Yes. All these 40 years. Not 10 years. Not 10 years. Not the last 3 years. All you can remember is the last 3 years. So based on your experience from the last 3 years, it's why you are misbehaving today. But what about the past 30 years? How did it start with you?
The memory is small.
The memory is small. The memory is small. The memory is jammed because it's small. Yeah, all these years, all these years, the first day they made the altar call, how you lifted your hand, you went forward, you gave your life to Christ, you were crying, how you were zealous to go to Bible school, all these years. Today, look at you, you are in the middle of a test, look at the way you are failing the test. All these years, he expects you to remember. You sit here to make it look like you are tired of whatever the bishops are saying. You, do you remember? Do you remember even some of your secret sins you have prayed to God to forgive you that he did not make anybody know? Do you remember? Can I keep preaching or... Okay, let's read the scriptures. He said, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness is to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart. You see, everything happening is proving what was in your heart. All along, you were not real. All along, you were fake. All along, you were for yourself. All along, you were selfish. All along, what you wanted is what you wanted. That's why today you have become funny. All along. Yeah. It's like, oh, in the name of Jesus, we'll come. You were coming for all those all night, so you will marry. Yes. That's why. Yeah. All along, you thought in 2 days you become like Bishop Amu. Me too, I'll finish Bible school, and then when I finish, I'm going to sit in my Nissan Patrol. You, it's not like you can't drive a Nissan Patrol, but the Nissan Patrol you will drive is not being produced yet. So take your time and go through the test. Take your time. Yes. Take your time. You haven't passed. You can see who failed, but because just a failing, a small. The way I will be before, nobody can talk to you. You are failing. Yes. Who are deviating? You are almost off. Yeah. Now, the didn't cross your way to internet. After all the things you were taught. After all the things you read in the Bible school about John Jean Lake, Smith Wigglesworth, Catherine Coleman, after all the things you read about them, is this that you can follow? Just 2 years experience. Just 2 years. Just 2 years. Oh, 24 months. Are you okay? We are closing, okay? The book here is for us. I'll continue. I'll give you reason. Hey! Today is Tuesday. We have from now till Friday, isn't it?
Yes.
Would you bring somebody with you tomorrow? Are you blessed you came tonight?
Yes.
Let's just finish the scriptures and go. All the way. Don't forget that one. All the way. Yeah. Sometimes when something is happening, I always tell my wife, it's the continuation of the journey all the way. All the way. Still keep trusting him. Yes, all the way. Oh, keep going. Oh, Bishop Fabian, keep going. Keep going. No, keep going. He has not finished with you. Hey, keep going. God, because God can impart something into you that maybe if even you are to live for only 2 years, you will achieve something people in their 80-year life cannot achieve. The most important thing is you will still be with him.
That's right.
Keep going. Keep going. Keep being in the church. Keep being around. Keep serving God. Keep coming. Are you with me? Renew your mind. Yes. Now I said I want to do full time. They say I should go and find a job. Ah, yes. It's part of the journey.
It's part of the journey.
Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. I said, keep going. Yes. From Gilgal, we are going to Bethel, isn't it? All the way, then we turn. It's like we are going backwards to Jericho. No, we are still on there. We will arrive at the Jordan. We will arrive at the double portion of anointing. The grace will increase. The grace will multiply. The grace will accentuate. Keep going. Don't forget where God picked you from. The road might be muddy and rough, but we will get there. It will be hard. We know. We have to know that it will be hard. We have to know. But we will get there. I said, we will get there. It's a journey. Yeah, all the way. All the way. All the way. Bishop Fabian, all the way. All the way. You've traveled through France. You've traveled preaching in Netherlands. You've traveled. This man has traveled preaching all the way. Sierra Leone, you've been in Lagos all the way. It's still the journey. Yes, and keep going. Bishop Noble, keep going. Nigeria, this, keep going. Don't let any human being, a demon sitting on some set somewhere, doesn't know what he's doing. Don't let them infiltrate what God is doing with you. It's a beautiful journey. Keep going. Keep going. Yes. Knowing that your labor in the Lord. No, it cannot be. Yeah, it cannot be. Keep going. Are you there or?
We are here. We are here.
I said, in these evenings, I came to stir up your remembrance.
God
is awesome. He is trying you to see whether you obey him or not. Yeah, you see, some of us, you've been praying to God, Lord, give me this, give me that. Say, well, okay, let's throw the test to you and see whether you will pass it. Then we'll move on from there. And as the test came, no. Yeah. Yeah. Now, your eyes are not on God anymore. Yeah. Say, hey, Bishop Patrick. Yeah. The chewing gum in your mouth is Bishop this, Bishop that, Bishop this, Bishop that. What about God? Where is God? Where is God in this equation? Where is God in this equation? Where is God? You have questions, ask God for answers. Ask God. Yeah, they used to go to God and ask him. Yeah. They wrestle with him all night. Yes. They set themselves apart to look for God. You are not spiritual. For spiritual, there you are not. You are not. If you were, your eyes would be on God more than any other man. And he would have proven himself to you. Oh, you don't know. Elijah never blamed God because he said, you shut up the heavens and I'm walking here and I don't know what to do. No. No. Look. Even when he sat by the brook and then the brook dried up, birds were feeding him. Even from there, he did not send him to some rich man's household. He sent him to a widow who was left with their last meal. You can't understand what God will do. God is bigger than you. God is more powerful than you. God is more awesome than you. And he can use ways you are not impressed about to still bless you. Yes. He can use ways you are not impressed about. No, you can't imagine. You can't imagine. All right, let's read the scriptures and go home. Verse 3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord that man live. You know, from these scriptures, I even realized that you can live on the word and even you won't have food and the word can still sustain. Can you understand that? It's not only by bread.
Stop depending on cars. They did not give me money. They did not give me this. Stop these things and take the word of God and believe the word. Am I preaching to somebody at all? I'm talking to myself. Yes. Yes. The man does not live by bread only. Say, I don't have bread. The bread, it kills people. Oh, you don't know. You can have everything to kill you. You see, it's amazing, eh? But King Charles III, you know, the king of England, he waited all his life to be a king. His mother was there. Everybody was. When would he become? He waited. He was coronated as me. Less than 1 year, he has cancer. He has the money. He has the power. He has the influence. He has the control of everything. He's the head of state of the United Kingdom. He has cancer. Yeah, nothing makes sense anymore. So you see, stop thinking that by bread, by this, by that, by God has given you something great. Believe God, trust God, hold on to God, walk with God, and let God himself bless you. Yes. Yes. Waited all his life to be this. And it's a powerful position. Huh? They don't need money. No, yeah. Even he doesn't need a passport. He is the passport. Yeah. No, they don't carry money. They don't carry anything. No. No. They have wealth upon wealth upon wealth. He doesn't need money. He doesn't need anything. Yeah. Shirts are produced for him for free. Shoes are English church will produce shoes for him for free. They have castles upon castles to live in. He's the man has cancer. Yes. Canceled everything. He must be serious because now he's gone into the quiet. Huh? Yeah. And he will battle with it like this. One day you hear he's gone. Hey, God, we must fear God. You see, his grandfather, who was the king, he died of cancer. Yeah. And then his mother became the queen. She walked through this life 95 years, never got cancer. Then he became the king. And then he has cancer. You will not even understand why. You will not understand what is running through the family. Stop this thing of me today, bread. Tomorrow, Bishop Fabian did not give me this. They made me sign. Stop this foolishness and serve God in spirit and in truth. Yeah, we are ungrateful. But that one, we haven't gotten there yet. Tomorrow, we'll get there. Yes. 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 Tomorrow, we'll get there. Yeah. Your ungratefulness is the reason why you can't even come to church tonight. As your pastor has invited you, we are bringing speakers together. Come. You won't come. You. Where are you invited to? Where? What invitation do you get? Which important person invites you? Who knows you to invite you to where? And God is calling you, inviting you. Noble men like this, they invite you. Come, you see them in church. They look like they don't know what they're about because of church. No, it's true. It's true. Don't always. He said, man, yeah, you will not live by bread only. Yeah. Understand it today. He said, by every word that proceeded. You see, and the devil was not smart. So he went to ask Jesus to turn stones to bread. This is what Jesus told you. Yes. And you too, the devil is tempting you. Okay? Yes, same. Try to pass that test. Yeah. Oh, they put you in the exam room just to test your ability to remember everything the lecturer has told you. And that's what turns you into that doctor, accountant, architect. That's what turns you into. Yes. Maybe I don't know about Ghana, but I've lived in Europe over 30 years. You will pay for what you forget. You will pay. Hey! Switzerland, you will pay for what you forget. Yeah. Oh, I forgot to take my train ticket. So you are in the train and the train is moving. Oh, you will never go free. You will pay for it. Yeah. Yeah. It looks like nobody checks anything. So you just go and sit in there and say, oh, the thing when a Swiss policeman stops you, the thing he hates to hear is, I forgot. I'm sorry, forgive me, I forgot. That one, he will penalize you more. And you too, you will not be happy if the pilot says he forgot to land at Kotoka and he's landing on top of a building in Bemakam. Would you be happy? So why is God entrusting his word and his treasures to you and you have always forgotten? God has blessed us. You have money, but you will never give good offering. You will never give good offering. Your tithe, you are struggling with paying your tithe. All because you've forgotten what God has done for you. But that's in your word, no? Ungratefulness, no? It's for tomorrow. No, that you will multiply. Don't forget it. Yeah. Yes, and live. You will have life and multiply. That's the ultimate. That's where he wants to bring you to. Yeah. That's the reason why you have to humble yourself and go through things. And not forget all the way where he took you from. Are you there or? It's time to go home. Yeah. Give me verse 4. He said, thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Go on. You see, no matter what you go through, if you will stay with God, he has a way of sustaining you. He has a way of sustaining you, I tell you. God has a way. Yeah. Ravens like meat, but he was able to let a raven carry meat. Meat. How much meat can a raven carry? Yet, the man was able to live. Just on it. God has a way. I say, God has a way of watching over you. God has a way of looking after you. Yes, he does. He does. Yeah. In your desperate moment when you don't know what to do, as you are waiting on him and you are crying and calling on him, something will happen. Something will happen. Yes. Thou shalt also consider in thy heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord God chasteneth thee. And we need it. We need it. So we need to be chastised in a way so that when you come into the world, you don't forget. You don't forget where he brought you from, because too many of us forget where he has brought us from. And yes, you are sitting here. I say, that's why you don't give good offerings. Yes. Oh, Bishop Fabian, you will see that people have struggled and God has brought them somewhere. They can, even when you are taking offerings, they get angry.
Yeah.
But you used to pray to God once upon a time that where you are now, he will bring you there. Why have you changed? You've forgotten. So I want to stir up your remembrance. Remember what he did in your life. Remember the day you didn't have anything. Remember when you were crying. Remember that night in your room when you called on him that he should do something for you. Remember that hour. And today, honor him for what he has done.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh.
Are you there? You have to blame the bishops for bringing me. Me, I didn't come here by myself. They brought me here. Yeah. But if you will also listen,
your life will be transformed. Huh? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I said, don't forget, everything is about God. In the beginning, God. God is everything. Yeah. He owns you. You belong to God. I belong to God. The church is for God. No, Bishop Patrick or Bishop Faith, they are not carrying this building home. And we brought nothing into this world, though. And it is certain we can carry nothing out. What can you take with you? What can you take with you? Sit down, please. Therefore, thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee. You see, take your time. It's just a matter of time. Look at where he's bringing you to. Into a good land. A land of, this was the warning Moses was giving them. Of fountains and depths that springs of valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranate. A land of oil, olive and honey. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Yes, you see, be careful. Because when these days come, you can forget all the way that he brought you through. I'm talking to those who forget. A land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full. You see, when you were a new Christian coming for new believer school, going to understanding campaign, you will not behave that way. But now that you are a bishop, a reverend, yes, an overseer, be careful. Be careful. Now that you think you are a shepherd, be careful. Yeah. Not the first day you gave your life to Christ. That's why he's telling them. You will come to a place where you will look full. People will admire you. Yeah. People will adore you. Yeah. That's when you have to be careful. Oh, I want to come. I want to be in full-time ministry. Now you have to be careful. No, go back. Then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he had given thee. Hey, now that you have money, be careful. Be careful. Yeah. Be careful. Be careful it doesn't cross your mind that now they are taking too many offerings. Be careful it doesn't cross your mind that, do you know how much money I earn now? How can I be paying such amount of? Because when you don't have anything, it's like, I've come. Lord, I have 10 Ghana. So if I give you 1 Ghana, it's okay. But now that you have 100,000, be careful. The way people are fanning themselves, we have to go. The heat is too much. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Beware you don't forget. Beware. The beware is for those who forget. Go on. Lest, when thou art eaten and art full and art built goodly houses and dwell therein. Yes. And when thy herds and thy flocks multiply and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied and all that thou hast. Have you seen multiplication? Abundance. Yes. He said, then thine heart be lifted up. This is where you think you and Bishop Dag are the same. You think you and Bishop Saki are co-equals. You are angry with Bishop Patrick. You are angry with the convener. Because you thought you were in full-time ministry and this kind of negotiation they are coming to with you. It's not what you planned for.
You be careful. I'm telling you, be careful. Let's read and finish and then we'll go. Who led thee through that great and terrible... Obviously, we've come back there again. That's why he said you should remember all the way. So he's talking about the time you are in abundance. The time that everything has multiplied. The things you must remember is the times in the wilderness. And wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint? Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end? So it was his promise that you will multiply. Okay, as the season, as the times go. So don't forget these seasons. When things are not working the way you want them to work, don't forget. Don't forget. And thou shalt say in thine heart, my power and the might of my hand had gotten me this world. That's how we talk. That's how we talk. Yeah. That's why you can come and sit on a video and start recording. Me, I'm going to disprove this loyalty message. Yes. And then sit down. And then number one, people who follow loyal people, their minds have been what? I don't even know what they say. Yes. Their mind have been washed. They are brainwashed. If this is what brainwashing is about, then I want to be brainwashed more. Yes. Hmm? Oh, yes. This brainwashing there is nice. Yes, more. Oh, yeah. If this is brainwashing, I want it more. Look, by the grace of God, in serving God and loving God, I've been everywhere. God has taken me everywhere. I tell you. From Sydney to where? Mention. I've come the whole of America. Every corner of America, I know that. Yes. From California to wherever. Yes. Texas. Right down to San Antonio to the end where you are entering Mexico. I know all those places. Yeah. To Maryland, you come to the East Coast, right down. Teaching this loyalty, no. Just say, why do you need you? And you say we have been brainwashed. We have been brainwashed. You that your brains are not washed, what has become of your life? Yeah. You that your brains have not been washed. Stop listening to this nonsense, huh? And allow God, yeah, to do what he's doing in your life. Allow God. I love Bishop Doug more because I love God. Yes. Yes. That one, I don't negotiate it. Yeah. You see, that's why I have the strength and the energy I have. It's my love for God. Yeah. So it makes me love this man and what they are doing for God. So you listen to me. You hear me talk about God more. Yes. It's God. It's about God and God and God. Not about you and I. We are very insignificant. By the time we are gone, human beings, they cry one or two, they shout here and there. When you are gone, they gyrate, they turn around. But you see, everybody forgets you. Everybody forgets you. Yeah. And then by the time they bury you, now they are looking for food to eat and start dancing. You have been going for the funerals, isn't it? So you know. You see them. Then they'll be dancing. Foolishness. And they've forgotten you. And just 5 minutes ago, they were crying. That who did you leave them to? Why have you gone? This is the reality of life. So have God in your life. I say, have God in your life. And stop sitting on the internet reading useless things and following useless things and start looking for God. Come on. So that you don't get up and say, he's one of them. They've sent him to come and just talk. No. I came to tell you, I'm pointing you to God. And when you find God, you will find the treasure the treasure he has given you. When you find God, you will find the treasures he has given you. When you find God, you will identify his true gift in man. We want, one day next time I meet you, we'll talk about the anointing and the presence, huh? And for you to understand that we love his gifts and his attributes, but we don't want him. So he swerves us all the time. Don't let me go empty-handed. That's all your mind is working. All this Bible school, all everything is about don't let me go empty-handed. So he tried you a little bit. You see, you are off. Are you here or you've gone home already? Oh, we are finished. Yes. It said, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. Don't forget him, for it is he that giveth thee power. Yes, that you remember. Okay? If you won't forget what God has done, and you will come through with him and remember all the way he brought you, one of the things that he will unleash upon your life is power. Yes. Yes. He giveth thee power. Everything is in his hands. And one day, he will give it to you. Yes, the power. The power to. The power to do. The power to get things done. The power to accomplish great works. The power to gather the people. Yes. The power to speak and for things to be established in the spiritual realm. The power to overturn curses. The power to do greater works. That power is given by him. And we are looking for things, but not the power that comes from him. Not him. We don't want him. No, for him there, we don't want him. It's what he has in his pocket. It's what you want to collect. Yes, what he can give us. That's what all these Christianity movements have become. We are going to look for what he can give us. Yes, yes. To get the wealth, but not the power. Yeah, we want the wealth. If we see the wealth, and then they say, there is this thing, if you go through it, you have the power. We'll collect the wealth and forget about it. Yeah, we are to early eaters. We want to eat quick. But the power, if the power is with you, that's it. The power is with you. You are the power. Yeah, and you can create anywhere you are. Anywhere. You are not limited to one location. You can create anywhere. May you not forget where he brought you from. May you not forget the journey he's on with you. May you not forget that Christ died for you. May you not forget how much the Holy Spirit yearns to have you come to him, fellowship with him, how he wants to bring you close. May you not forget that he wants to multiply everything in your life. May you not forget that he wants to make you fruitful. May you not forget, especially where he picked you from. Stand to your feet and begin to thank the Lord. Remember something he has done. Stubanda labakasta bakosti. Lemerene mekedeste fragando stobosi kanda. Chino maloko sondeste bra obandele mekadosta. Lefogunele mekasta braje. Ratika landa labakosta. Morana makane sintelele. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Melo Marini mi bosta, Fligondele mecos tibi, Sindele mecas, Aginele banusun tisti fagi, Agi alame ad goste creneke diste prejusta fracuste kelendi, Blamikanile ke teste fracunde. Shamilo borunubu sumtesta fragi. Naisti brande bekende okunda rakatuste frekende. Zezemilonda. Yes, Lord. Masima rene me bonus. The Lord is bringing somebody into a new level of grace, because you will remember what he picked you from. You will remember how much he has done in your life, and you'll remember the things he took you through, and therefore you will honor the Lord. You will honor the Lord's servants, and he will bring you into greater wealth. Nakinele kendeste bojemele bekatusta blande bekondeste vegedusto sumala madia kotsande labrimo bosto frokondeste beke jindele mekusta kalikatesta bale balumaruni mikatoste fe Jindolo bokusta blaki na lakatanda. Pray, pray, pray. Rantele sebandele besto. Zuma lamade kalindele bekandeste. Spirit of the living God. Nakindele de bekusto brojonde sefandele biosto bala. Listo marinde sa katalege. Sa santele kusando. Zuma lamadusta. Ekruna fandele bekusta blaja. Tatanosta, Tatanosta, Kalinde, Blamabea, Bola Katea, Samurunumusuna, Lakinde Rekesunea, Nelo Buso Kondea, Makalo Kusuna. Hey, Nizi. Oya. Hola. Alimala Namabos. Holy Spirit, leponde vigandala stumandele kiste steprekidisto prochosta falicato santa la brande aluma rinimi casta bande ratico sodoli amuna rinimi o sabata lekata. You are tired, but the Lord is renewing your strength. He's renewing somebody's strength tonight. Lift up your hands. Receive a new level of grace. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Lift up your hands and receive a new level of strength. Naklekats the katandes the black horse. Vujanda la makanda stabla kabade keteste ye. Zemore ni mikatosti. O chibala madikati. Vlakinde. Makues. Vigandi. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. I am a bona mekene le kesiva no. Namona rini mi costo faji. Rasta katena la me kotosta blajina le kata. Lomorono bukutus te krajanda staba. O kasi katalaba. Le sonna la me katia. Beba bondi fabu di katandi. Ramona si kolo kosu atu bala katia. Le grande kasanda la bende so. Shupa malakatea. Morini kisanda lianda. E jonde redesto. Mali madaya. He's renewing your strength. He's renewing your strength. As the tears roll down your face, he's renewing your strength. Malibada, Malibala, Naida Sunna Labadea, Rakatona Santale, Vlikini yast. Sefondere de becasta. Ijomara da bakesti. Stubans. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name for tonight. We honor you for tonight. Lift up your hand one more time. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, surrender it all to him. Surrender it all to him. It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth. It's of God that showeth mercy. Site sakine leketsua. Bebomorunubukusuna radastoa. Vegene ikesende. Sumle tatus takayando. Wosi malia subada. Nalinde vakanda. Sebunda mekoste. Frekejaketine. Maliba, oisibosti, maridika. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We hallow you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. To God be all the glory. Bishop Patrick, thank you. Convener, thank you.